Oh, my God.
Man, he's walking into something. Oh, Nate, you're walking into something.
Got the fresh joggers on.
Yeah, Nate, you're walking into something, brother. Nate. This is not Nate's fault.
No, it's good. It's all good, man.
Everything's fine.
Good.
No, everything's fine over here. Great for him. Great for him.
I heard screaming. I don't know if you guys know, there's a whole other building out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And other people work here. When, whatever happened in here, I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. Doors were slammed. A man said, what in the hell is going on?
Did that really happen?
I'm not. Why would I make this up? I'm sitting in a hall watching people. It's two doors.
Here's the thing. We're the only people in this building that matter.
Yeah. Those lights directly above your head, we're the ones that keep those on so they can go and right off.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm happy to be in the place that runs the whole building. It's good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If
I don't want to be in these other loser places.
They can drag their wrinkled ass in here and tell us in person. But, yeah.
Are you a Justin Scott and Spiegel virgin? Is this your first time?
This is my first time, yes.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hannah, gin? Gin and a machete, please. Gin and a machete when you get a second.
Gin and a machete.
You're a survivor.
Yeah. I know. What just happened, Nathan? Good morning. Baltimore, you're making your way here this weekend. Magoobies, magoobies.com. Tickets to be given away.
Yeah.
All year long.
All year long, I'll be here.
All year long, you'll be here. Starting from this month until December 2020. It's a residency.
Yes, it is. I'm happy I've moved to Baltimore. It seems like a great city. Happy to be here for one calendar year.
We have been doing just a bit of a competition, just a simple trivia competition.
Uh-huh.
No big deal. He does a bit called just Time Machine Trivia, this day in history, art, music, current events, what have you. Could be anything. We wager points. The finale was 10 minutes before you got in and 5 minutes after someone next door drank their Metamucil. And I lost badly.
Okay.
The loser of which... throughout the years has suffered some wretched indignity, and I have just been put upon again.
And what is it this
we are going to reveal? I'll tell you off the air as a guest. We reveal the Time Machine loser payoff on Monday.
Okay.
And it's going to be awful.
Okay.
I don't think I even know it
yet. You know, I'll refresh you. You know, you were sitting in there because I remember you going, it's up to you two to do that because I ain't got to suffer through it.
Okay.
In years prior, the first year I lost, you want to show him a picture of the Infinibeard? He got to cut my hair however he wanted to, and I had to keep it for like 9 days.
Oh, okay.
And he did what we called the Infinibeard.
Where would I even find that?
It's basically a hair halo.
Uh-huh.
Where I just had a strip of hair that went across like a sideways mohawk.
Uh-huh.
And I just had to keep that and walk around in public with it for
Couldn't
9 days.
Couldn't wear a hat?
Nothing. No, you had to have that thing exposed.
Got you.
Year after, or contest after, he loses full body tan, spray tan. What was the stencil, Scott?
Turbo slut
across his chest, kimono, ball gag, nipple clamps, led around on stage like a sex gimp in front of a few thousand people for the duration of a concert.
Wow.
It was pretty bad. So it's usually some sort of embarrassing indignity.
Okay. And this Monday will be
the reveal of what it will be. And the listeners are going to get involved because they're going to get to vote on the specifics of the indignity.
Jeez, man.
That was pretty horrible.
And there's nobody else came up to you in the street and was like, oh, you look like me. Like, nobody has that.
Yeah.
That is truly horrific.
It sucks. It sucks.
Oh, suck it up. You'll be fine. It's going to be hilarious.
It's going to be effing funny. Yeah, so good morning to you, buddy. When did you make it into town?
Hey, hi.
Hi, welcome to hell.
Yesterday. Is this hell? Is that what this is?
Tell us about yourself.
That's hell. That is actually hell.
We don't know anything about you. This is your first time here. We have comics that we've known for, 14 years.
I got you. Well, hey, here we are, my name's Nathan McIntosh. Tell me about yourself. My name's Nathan McIntosh. I'm a comedian. I got a podcast. I'm performing this weekend.
Wait, what's the name of the podcast?
Positive Anger.
I like it.
Thank you.
What's the backstory behind the name? That's a great name.
Because I tend to yell a lot about things, but not really in any kind of negative way. My yelling is sort of, it gets you up, gets you going. It's a positive thing.
It's positive yelling.
Yeah, it's a positive. It's a meditative ranting.
Do you have anyone in your life, a significant other?
I do. I have a girlfriend that I've been with for 1,000 years.
Oof.
We were going to talk about that.
A millennia. Yeah, we were going to do, we pulled the brake on a talk topic earlier, that the Rock, like, pulled the trigger on finally getting married.
Yeah,
13
years.
He was engaged for like 13 years.
I've been with my girlfriend for 10 years. It's me and The Rock. We're the last ones left. You know?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's not. I mean, there's nothing coming from that side of the things. Like, hey, what's
her? She's half. She has a grandmother who's 100. So that woman there, yes, she would like to see us get married. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I want some grandbabies.
Yeah, she's a lot older than that. That was like 75. This woman's 100. Look at 100.
Kill me.
Shut me down.
I've been forgotten.
I you know one reason I don't want to get married? Maybe this is real stupid. I don't want to stand there. First of all, this is somebody's pitch. I don't know. Are you guys both? You're not married? You're not married?
Nah.
You married?
I've been married 30 years.
Mm-hmm. You've been married 30 years?
Yes,
long
I have.
Time.
No. I'm alone and I'm barren.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
You're barren.
It's very sad.
Barren.
That is sad. I'm sorry I brought that
up.
But
go ahead.
Well, somebody told me that the reason I should get married is if I don't, right? And this maybe it's a good thing that you're single and alone and barren.
Yes.
If I don't get married to her and she ever goes to the hospital, they won't let me visit her. And I just don't buy that. You know, I'm going to get to the hospital, like my girlfriend's in there, and they're like, you should have put a ring on it. I can't see some horrific doctor being like, no, back up, you know? So, I don't know, whatever. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't.
All right. I didn't mean to put the pressure on you, but...
Coming up, Nathan gets married.
Yeah,
that's the indignity. You guys lost a bet, and I have to get married on this radio show.
I botched a Time Machine trivia contest, so we got to get you hitched.
And, we just heard, I don't know if we want to go down this road, but we might as well. Tomorrow night, Saturday, Bobby Locked and Loaded for a speed dating at Bond Street Social.
Bobby,
so I'm guessing the other girl, the girl that you were hanging out with for a hot minute is no longer.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay. It didn't end bad. It hasn't really ended at all. But
that's we're just,
what? Wow.
Oh, my God. No.
So now you going, Nate, have you, can I call you, is it Nate or Nathan?
Nathan. Bob, okay. Bobby, we're friends.
That
friends.
Bomber Nathan, jacket is hot, by the way.
Have you ever,
thank you.
Well, you've been with your girlfriend for 10 years. So you've
long
never,
time.
You've never speed dated.
No, but I mean, speed dating was like, I didn't know if that was still a thing. With all the apps and stuff, how is speed dating a thing? This is a thing.
I'm not sure. It says unique speed dating and singles event in Baltimore, Maryland. It's on Eventbrite, and I need a partner to come with me. I'm going to go alone if I don't have somebody.
Go alone? What do you need a partner for?
Yeah. What is this?
You want a wingman for speed dating?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be like time before that you get going, and maybe the... You know, when everybody's mingling, that
if I had
it'd be
someone
nice to
go
somebody.
Somewhere with, I wouldn't need speed dating.
Yes,
yes.
This is not a threesome event. No, why do you have to bring a person?
It'd just be nice. What if it turns into that? But no, it'd be nice if somebody came with you,
going into it. Let me. I'm assuming. What time? What time is the event?
7 to 9 on Saturday. 25 to 39 age group.
Do they are you allowed to drink? I know a lot of these things they set rules where you're only allowed to have like one drink or two drinks because they don't want you getting hammered and making an ass of yourself.
Unlike traditional speed dating, at this event you won't be rotating seated from table to table.
Oh.
Instead, you'll be mixing, mingling, and being matched up with lots of other singles with whom you'll have quick on the spot mini dates using our sophisticated app directly from your phone.
It is a phone thing, but live. So you're on a dating app, but in person.
This is Tinder Live.
Yeah, it's Tinder Live.
This is Tinder Live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tinder Live, everybody. Swipe this woman's face and laugh.
Oh, no.
That's just me pushing people out.
I got to get the app, boys.
Yeah, you just shove them.
Boys, I don't
get
have
out of the way.
App.
You swipe someone actually to the right.
Move it, Linda.
Move, bitch.
Throw another woman right into like a pile of women that you're thinking about. These are my women. I threw her right.
No, these are my pile of ladies. No, I picked.
She's in my pile.
Oh, I gotta find the app.
God, that's funny.
Any nerves going in? You seem like you excel under pressure.
I feel okay
when it comes to broadcasting, but what about when it comes to the ladies?
I feel all right. Yeah, I think it's Bond Street Social is a very intimate setting,
so no nerves. 1 to 10.
I think there will be. More than usual. If I go on a first date and I know that maybe she, like J-Rob, Joe Robinson, maybe the woman won the contest, like you guys always say, right, in the marriage. If I know that I'm kind of the underdog going in, I'll have a little sense of urgency. But
you cannot use sports metaphors on a
date. Stop.
You've got to stop saying, stick to the game plan. Stop saying.
How do you guys say that again with J-Rob?
Fourth and goal.
Stop saying it.
What do you say that with Joe? He won the bargain.
I'm going to put this through the uprights.
Hey,
don't.
He outkicked his coverage.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you want to make that confidence exceed a standard man's, Bobby?
Yes.
Because I would like to provide you with a tablet of a delicious blue chew.
You eat two blue chews and you walk in there with a
they're hard.
Just a
they're not trouble. Soft. It's like a rock.
I'm natural. I feel good going in. You can still be in town. You want to come? All right, you got a girlfriend. Sorry,
no, Bobby. Hey, I don't care though. Let's speed it up. You know what I mean? What am I doing? She's not here.
You can play Hitch.
Yeah, I'll come in and I'll let you know what's going on. I'll stand in the back like a coach. We want to keep this whole metaphor going.
You could be Will Smith from Hitch.
I'll be in the back with a headset, talking with my mouth covered with a little clipboard, being like, Bobby, I don't know if you should talk to her anymore. Swipe left. Swipe left.
I like that.
Swipe left, buddy. Swipe left.
No, if you eat a blue chew though, and you get that big D energy flowing, you walk in with like a
big
a semi or maybe like a full-on just erection, that might help.
I'll report back on Monday.
Yeah, speed dating event with a full-on erection. I think that's the way to go.
Nothing makes a woman
right off the top.
More
this is
comfortable.
What I'm working with.
Yeah.
Look at how tight my pants are right now.
Really set a lady's mind at ease when you look like you're smuggling a gourd in. That's going to let her know, hey, this guy's interested in me. He's not just turgid with excitement.
Do you
Bobby,
have your
I'm
outfit
give you
picked
one of
out?
These.
No. No, I don't.
Are you going to lead with, mention, or completely disguise the fact that you are on the radio?
Probably disguise it. I'll say that I work for the station that covers the Ravens, or maybe even work for the Ravens.
Oh, so you're going to drop the Ravens.
If I'm asked about what you're going to be.
Yeah, what do you do for? That's right. Top three question. What do you do for a living?
Right. First couple minutes. What do you think I should say? Should I say I'm a broadcaster? Should I say I work for WBAL? Maybe I'll just say WBAL.
Say you're in communications.
There you go.
Okay.
That one is very even. Okay, let's say a woman had taken a blue chew before she went in there. She's rock hard.
She's ready.
If you tell her that you're in communications, she's going soft. I mean, you can absolutely. Yeah. Communications is so vague
and
weird.
All right, what would you say then?
I would, first of all, if a woman said to me, what do you do for a living? I'd say, swipe left. You're a boring individual. Get out of my life.
Yeah, how is that?
We're having a good time. Definitely on a speed dating
thing. Yeah, keep
thing.
It light.
Where do I work?
Have
when he asked me my medical history. Who cares?
Why don't we say then, within a couple minutes, maybe after a good conversational flow,
yes.
It does come up later in the hour. What would you say?
Man, you gotta some joke, you know what I mean? Some funny thing. But if you go
waste
communications,
yeah.
Good God, what am I in grade A?
Doesn't I mean? Won't the woman want to kind of size up his financial situation?
She can look down and see how absolutely hard this man is.
Right.
This is the way. This who cares what his finances are? You know what I mean? Hopefully she has her own money. And if she doesn't, I mean, well, yeah, okay. Just look at Bobby. This man looks like money. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a you know
does.
What I mean? He doesn't look like a homeless
Dapping
man.
Me up, man.
He looks like a man who has a couple of dollars in the bank.
Your dad looks like
arms too.
Like your dad's like an oil baron or something like that.
Oil baron.
Yeah, like your
oil
dad's.
That's funny.
Oil baron.
What do you do for a living? I'm an oil baron.
Oil baron.
That's what you say.
Yes, hey. I'm a rock oil baron. Yeah. The fake phone call. The fake phone call. You're on the phone doing the whole thing, Doc. It's not my fault my penis is this big. I got to let you go. Your name is, and then slap your W-2 on the table. She knows what you're working with and financials.
Print your, why can't I remember? Your balance, your bank balance. Print it and just wear it on a chain around your neck.
This is
what I'm worth.
Borrow Josh's, but put your name in the ledger. And then walk in there swinging six figures worth of hog.
So do you have any, pre-date / speed dating like rituals? Obviously you're gonna shower, you're gonna brush, you're gonna floss, cologne,
throw a piece of gum in there on the way in, and then there's a trash can that I know right outside of Bond Street Social. I'll throw it in there before I walk in.
Okay.
Place a breath mint in your underpants.
Yeah.
One breath mint
and
let that thing melt.
I'm gonna be oozing with confidence and
don't say oozing.
Let's have some fun. I've never done this before.
That's the right mindset. So, look at this guy.
Right there.
I would be terrified and sweaty, and I got faith in you, though, Bobby. I think you got what it takes.
We have a local man of prominence that is currently listening right now that if you want to go in there with a wingman for the mother effing ages, I promise to put the call out if you'd like. There you go, Scotty.
You know what? On that note, if you are interested,
Wait a second.
Yeah?
If I can
just
pull
text
this up,
you?
He listens every day because he's an angel. If I can convince this man to go with you, all the other guys in there will quit. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I hate to put you on blast.
You
but
win.
If you want to go, Travis Pastrana from the Nitro Circus, if you hit me up, I will put you in touch. And I want you to link up with one of the greatest extreme sports athletes.
All right.
You dab it up with Travis Pastrana.
Let's 1-2. I'll tag team it. Let's go.
You know how quickly every other guy in there just goes, oh, is that fucking Travis Pastrana? This, and then they just bounce. And you just have an orchard of breasts to dance amongst.
He just texts Justin. He's like, I'll...
But Bobby wouldn't, right? But no. This guy would.
Well,
we're
but
taking,
Bobby...
We're taking yeah, Bobby out of there, but why don't just send this guy?
I've
Bobby.
Got ED.
Yeah, but he would... No, but he would
you
be...
You got an ED!
Not anymore, thanks to Blue Chew.
Can we talk about this real quick? I don't. Can I say this? I don't think anybody that's under the age of 50 has ED. You know what everybody has? An addiction to porn, and you got to shut it off.
Oh my.
You got to shut it down.
That's not wrong.
Just because you've been watching oiled women be thrown through windows since you were 12, it is not a pill problem. It is a get off of porn.
Accurately
He's
hurtful.
Problem.
He's accurately hurtful.
Oh, he's not wrong.
Accurately
he's
hurtful.
Wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've
use the promo code JSS.
We've systematically desensitized ourselves to
my
just
God, yeah.
a regular woman.
Absolutely, you're
what's
walk
the joke
in there?
You always tell?
What is it? What I say
when you're there alone with a woman, you're waiting for like. You just wave
oh,
to the
it's,
other.
It's a Mark Maron bit. Mark Maron's got the bit where he's like, when he's alone with a woman, he's like, you want to get started? You want to wait for the five other guys to get here?
Because he's so used to watching
he's
porn.
So used to
absolutely.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to put this person on speaker.
What's up, man?
Can you hear us, buddy? Is that Travis Pastrana?
Hello?
We're on the air.
Travis, can I text you the warm line number and you call it so we can patch you through?
Perfect. Yeah, what's the number?
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna patch that through. All right,
you know Travis Pastrana?
I don't.
Oh, dude, man is
who, just took a turn, man. That's what's
yeah,
up.
Who is this man? This man sounds like a hero,
dude. Yeah, look, gotta Google. I'm jacked up for tomorrow.
This
by
guy
the way.
Is a worldwide phenomenon.
Okay.
I am sending this to Mr. Pastrana right now, and here we go. And all right, Travis, you have the number. Please call the station if you come in to speed dating with the King S. Okay, the Idi Amin of Nitro Circus.
Idi Amin.
That's a terrible reference. Shut it down.
Yeah, Travis Pastrana. I mean, what are you talking about? X Games, motocross, supercross, jumped out of an airplane without a parachute on.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
wow.
Joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen, it is Travis Pastrana.
Dude, I have to say that Tinder Live, man, that's the next, that's Nitro Live after we're all broken up too much. That's going to be, I mean, I'm married, but, you know. Hypothetically, that could be hilarious.
Is Tinder Live like a legitimately great idea? Mm-hmm. But to Nathan McIntosh's point, Magoobies this weekend, you actually, like, if you see some just troll, you just shove them to the right into
shove
a big
them.
Pile of hogs.
Travis, you jumped out of Sorry. A plane without a parachute?
Yeah, it was kind of pass or fail. Those were always the best.
Pass or fail.
I'm going to assume right before you jumped out, you're like, I don't have a parachute. I better take one of these blue chews.
Yeah.
And you hit the ground, full erection, and bounced back onto your feet.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like just one push-up a day, this kind of thing. No, it was a product test for, you know, Red Bull to see if it gives you wings. It was more like Bud Light here, like following style. I thought my friends renegotiated on the way down, but it all worked out well.
Travis, would you even remotely consider honoring Bobby with your presence at a for 15 minutes of a live speed dating bit to be his wingman? Roll in, let him talk to a couple of fillies, and then you go to the bathroom, quote unquote, and just leave.
Just, you know, if I could talk A, my wife into it, and B, I was home with my kids. We've been traveling a lot with Nitro here lately, so I'll probably, I mean, I could probably be talked into it, but it would be I'd have to be like in and out.
Okay, right. Okay, all I'm right. putting this guy
in
on hold.
Take that, Travis.
Travis
we'll
Pastrana from the Nitro Circus. Nathan, it has been an absolute pleasure. Hannah, I'll just tell you to do it right here live on the air. We have a ledger for comedians. It's called the Comedian Ledger.
Okay.
We've had some absolute trash come swimming through here before. A, B, C, D, E. Some people have been given E's. Some people have been given D's. C's,
yeah, we grade all of our comics.
So we know the next time we look at the ledger, because we have so many problems remembering people, A-plus for this guy. Open door policy for our buddy Nate.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Open door policy.
Magoobies Chokehouse this weekend. Where can people find you on social media?
Twitter and Instagram at Nathan McIntosh, NathanMcIntosh.com. And check out my podcast, Positive Anger, on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts.